Hello there, folks. So it looks like I survived the carnage from last night. I don't have any strikes or anything. I haven't been demonetized. I'm probably too small a channel to really bother many people, I think. And there's also the option that YouTube's bots and algorithms can't understand a word that I'm saying. But all right, it seems to have been a bit of a heavy duty night. Thankfully, I've got a BitChute account and I've got me a new video up on there about what happened to that Dutch girl and just the sort of the society around it. I get into that a little bit and how liberalism can't really cope with the problems that liberalism creates. But as I was kind of trying to catch up on if any of my favourite channels are still up there, I noticed there's a video by somebody called Brett Weinstein. I know. And he's part of this dark enlightenment thing, and he has a video up saying how intersectionality leads to white nationalism, and I thought it was an interesting time to put it up because, well, what he got into was where the intersectional left is sort of victimizing and making a villain out of white people, especially white men. And the point that this Weinstein had was that there's really two different kinds of social interaction. There's a genetic one, which is very ancient and very powerful, and there's a more modern one, which is sort of based on societal norms, like what we would think of as civic nationalism, probably. It would be something like that. And what Weinstein was his point was that when you've got this sort of coalition of victim groups on the left, at the intersectional left, and how that operates, then if there's a specific demographic, and it's white people, especially white men, if they are then not allowed to participate in that whatsoever, and all of these victim groups are sort of ganging up on white men. Not to sound like a victim, this is just this kind of language that he used. The point that he made was that the older, more genetic form of social interaction will kick in, and white men will start to coalesce and cluster together as their backs are, as he put it, are put against the wall. And in long term, this will hold out over the intersectional left, because that coalition isn't built on anything particularly strong, and it'll break apart and fracture. And I actually completely agree with him on that point. But I don't agree with him that sort of civic nationalist type society is a good one. I don't think, I mean, if he's admitting that that's a weakness, why would you want to build a society on that in the first place? I mean, I think I actually know why that is, but that's not his concern. He's concerned with the left sort of racializing white men, that it's going to have a sort of a backlash. And when I consider what happened on YouTube and all of this censorship which is going on left, right, and centre, there's another way to look at that, and it's that the sort of the intersectional left and woke capital and global tech are aware of that. They are actually witnessing on platforms like YouTube that this clustering of white men together is actually already taking place, and it is. And so their answer to that is complete censorship and shutdown, which is pretty much what YouTube came out with. They kind of admitted it. That's why they call it white supremacy. But if we're going to take Weinstein's argument, and I do actually think he's right. I agree with him on that. I disagree with him on his wider assumptions that the best way for society to operate is on this flimsy ground, on this thin ice that he kind of believes in. But anyway, the clustering of the white men together then does represent a problem for the intersectional left, and it seems that what Weinstein doesn't seem to understand is that the response from woke capital and social justice and globalism in general is deplatforming and censorship, which is what they would say the clustering which is resulting from globalism and social justice and cultural Marxism, the clustering of white men together is a problem, and their reaction to that is to call it white supremacism and hate, and then censor it. Censor the people who, I mean, in a way, they've already created that, and they're now trying to neutralize it. And it's all so futile, it's all so unneeded, if we were just listened to in the first place. So where do we go from there? Well, like I say, I've already opened a BitChute account, and you can check out my new video on there, I'll link it below. And well, I don't know. I don't even know if this channel's going to be up in another day. I guess we'll see. I want to thank everybody. I was planning to do like a big sort of super live stream for hitting 10,000 subs, which I was quite happy about. Thanks to everybody for subbing to the channel. But I don't know if I'll be doing that now, because those live streams tend to get a little bit sort of chaotic, and if there's a wrong word said, I don't know if it's the best time to be taking a risk on that. I'd also like to thank everybody very much who donate money to me channel, because I'm able to not have to work so much and do more videos. I've got a kind of arrangement with the boss, so that really helps out. And I'd rather be doing this than working in a factory and slumming it around on the agencies. So I don't actually say thanks as nearly as enough as what I should do. So thank you very much to all the people who've donated. And we'll see how it goes. Maybe I will do that live stream at the weekend or something. But for the meantime, it is just interesting to think about that, about what Weinstein has to say, where the clustering of white men, their backs are against the wall, and then which is a creation of sort of the intersectional left. And the centrists say this kind of thing all of the time, actually. Where we disagree with them is that the natural state of man isn't what they think it is. I mean, Weinstein admitted it. It's more, the sort of genetic bonding is more powerful in the end. It will win out in the end of the day, but it's going to be a long road ahead, I think. Anyway, thanks a lot, folks. I'll catch you later.